When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is time. The Warriors lost by 51 points, but you know what? We don't care right now. We're moving on to Minnesota. The Niners play the Dolphins. They'll go to South Beach, but you know what? We don't care because we have the Doobies, and we're about to give out some awards in just a second.
If you're driving around Sunnyvale, if you're in the South Bay, pop on in, grab some food, say hi. Let us say thank you to you.
So before we start the ceremony, a lot of people have wanted to know who this person is and whether this person is real. Is it AI? Is it computer generated? Is it a robot?
Yeah.
But she's actually here.
Who?
Live and direct. And she's up for multiple awards. And we're going to bring her up before we even start the ceremony. It is your favorite, Tony in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Tony in Oakland.
No.
It's in the building.
My God.
Tony in Oakland is in the building.
Oh,
she's looking snazzy. Get on that microphone. Oh. She had a chaperone. Tony, Tony, Tony. She's in the building, folks. I can't believe it.
You look incredible.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you guys doing?
You have more fans than we do.
Sure, I don't. You guys are going up for the big times.
I mean, Tony, are you in the zone right now or what? Are you locked in?
I am feeling it because I can feel your spirit.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. You are. I'm feeling it. Yeah. I'm feeling your spirit. I'm feeling the energy here, Tony.
See, I told you, if we were to go out onto that field before the game, we could get them in.
It's true.
And they'd be ready.
It's true.
Would we rather have Shanahan out there or us?
You know what? She makes a great point. I can put down the headset. I look good in the headset. I have a play sheet here. I can call some red zone plays. I'll call a red zone
play. I'm fine with Bronte Hill calling plays.
There we go. There we go. Tony in Oakland,
Tony,
everybody.
You'll be back up. You'll be back up.
Okay.
Tony, 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 Tony,
Tony. Wow, that's unbelievable. I can't believe she made it out.
Oh, my God.
We got it right.
This
is incredible. I see the police cars outside.
Are they?
Get a police escort.
Come on in.
That's
fire
right. Get a police escort.
In.
The fire department is right around the corner as well.
There's a lot of weed being smoked.
There's a lot of cloud. Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of weed being smoked.
We're in the South Bay.
I'm very fresh.
The cops are a little different down here today.
You know, Rob came in. He was all glossy-eyed. He's like, I'm ready for another
smoke. Rob was taking his time with the microphone. I say, oh, yeah, he's butted up. He was kicking. That purple lurker was kicking in for a minute. He was like, I think I'm going this way. I'm going that way. Tyler Miller hasn't even stood up since, man. What, he's got five plates over there, Tyler.
Yeah,
come
I don't
on,
blame
man.
Him. I don't blame
come
him.
Come on, man. He's
the
funny.
Food
anyway,
is amazing. If you're
anyway,
in the South
food is
Bay,
amazing.
Please come on by. Which, let's go.
All right, but we're ready to give out some awards. Folks, who's ready for some awards?
I am.
Who's ready for the Doobies?
I am.
Who's ready for the Doobies? All right. The first award of the day we're giving out will be the Rookie Roaster of the Year.
Wow.
Now, we do have the reigning Rookie Roaster of the Year in the building, and that is Nick in San Jose.
Oh,
Nick in San Jose is the reigning Rookie of the Year.
Let's
reigning
go.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
I'm so upset.
He did not have a sophomore slump.
No.
He has not been Brandon Podziemski, that's
no,
for sure.
No.
He's hitting about 40% from three. But we have to give out the new Rookie of the Year award, and we have some nominees.
Give them to
Should
me.
We go ahead and take it away, Spinotti? Go ahead and take it away.
New booty,
Rookie of the year. Philo Mike, we got the rookie roaster of the year.
Oh, my God.
JC and Sec. Nickel and Dime in Oakland. Oreo Cookie in Oakland. And the Doobie Award goes to Oreo Cookie in Oakland.
Oreo Cookie in Oakland. The rookie roaster of the year. Where's he at? Oh, he's got a plate. He's Oreo Cookie. Oreo. 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 Our rookie roaster of the year, everybody. Oreo Cookie.
Round of applause.
Round of applause for right here. Where's his trophy at?
Let's go.
Where's the trophy?
Where's the trophy?
There it is right there. There's the trophy.
Oh, my God. That is so weak.
The rookie roaster of the year. Oreo Cookie, how does it feel to be the rookie roaster of the year?
Oh, it feels great, baby. All with y'all lovely people out here.
Let's go.
Great food, great drinks. Hennessy is possible, baby.
Now, what brought you on to the morning roast? What made you listen to us? Because this is a tough way to start a morning, listen to us.
Hey, you guys are from the city. So you guys are some homegrown people. We all homegrown around here.
Yep.
And we feel everything that you guys say. Man. The passion. I hate when you guys talk Giants, but when they lose, it's the best radio, bro.
Losses are good for business.
They are.
The rookie roaster of the year, Oreo Cookie. Congratulations.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Hey, come on with your tagline. You got your tagline. Let's go. Give it to that rejoin.
It's plain to see. Can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Let's go!
Does it get any better than
rookie
that?
Rookie roaster of the year.
Go ahead, walk down that red carpet with that trophy. Walk down that red carpet, baby. Stretch your stuff out there, Oreo Cookie. Round of applause, baby, with the kid Seiko. See, we love Oakland. We
love
people who love the A's.
Sam,
we love that.
Sam, the trophy. What is that thing? What is that?
That's our official Doobie Award trophy.
I mean,
I'm going to hold it up here. It's our little statue here. He's got the star because our roasters are the stars, obviously.
There it is.
And it's gold in color because we are the golden show here at 95.7 The Game.
You said it.
And what was the budget? 50 cents?
The budget was about 75 cents.
Okay.
So, you know, that's our promotions team did a lot of hard work getting the show.
All right. I can live with it.
It is radio.
I'm happy with the trophy.
Talking about
Brock
more Purdy. Awards. Look, we got the roast moment. We got the roast of the year.
Okay.
That's coming up at the end. That's our grand finale. We also have the guest of the year.
Okay.
We'll do that a little bit later. We have the call of the year. And we have some candidates for the call of the year. Freestyle, guest moment, all that stuff. Where do you want to go, Shasky? Do we do guest moment? Do we do freestyle? Do we do call of the year?
Let's do guest moment.
Guest moment of the year?
I want to save the raps for later.
All right, let's save the raps for later. To the guest moment of the year.
We've had some great guests this year.
We had some great guests.
Great guests.
We had great Dave Fleming. Baldy's a great guest. I think Baldy won it like 2 years in a row.
Oh, Baldy's the man.
He is the man. But we got to get it to somebody else. He can't just 3-peat, right?
I don't know.
Spadoni, hit us with the guest moment of the year.
What's up, roasters? Philbo Mike coming with the morning roast guest moments of the year right now. Frank Gore took the 2001 Canes, beat an NFL team.
Do you think that your University of Miami team, that 0-1 squad, do you think you could have beat the Niners?
Huh?
Will Fleming crashes Dave's appearance on the roast.
Here's what I think about the Red Sox. It's time for baby brother to sweet big brother. That's what I think.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Anthony Slater with the fake question to GP2.
Gary, they're asking you lobster roll or clam chowder.
I'm not actually doing it.
Bill Romanowski. Patrick Mahomes is a crybaby.
Mahomes is a crybaby. He is a big-ass crybaby.
Bob Myers catches the drop.
I do think that, you know, I was at the Super Bowl, and I was, you know, just seeing how hard it is to win. I heard that drop. So.
Terrell Owens calls out Debo.
It seems like he's more focused on his pregame attire than he is actually the game. I'm just kind of tongue-in-cheek with that.
And the Doobie Award goes to Bob Myers for the time he caught the drop.
Bob
Myers. Now, Bob Myers is working for ESPN.
Bob Myers.
He has three daughters. He's a little busy. However, he did leave us a message to accept this great award. Take it away, Spadome.
Hey, Vontae Shasky. What's up, fellas? Just want to say thank you for this this honor, this doobie, a guest moment of the year when I recognized the drop. I thought it was a little offensive. Like, I was just trying to tell a story, and I got hit with that. But I'll take the award. I'd say the 15 championship would be won. I think 17 was good, too. I think we were like 16-1 in the playoffs. They're all good. I mean, this isn't the best award, but this is probably second or third.
Oh my God.
Definitely better than at least one or two of the championships. So I got to figure out where to put this bad boy. But anyways, boys, love your show. Love what you guys are doing. Thanks for always having me on. And I don't even know what this award looks like. Kind of hard where I'm going to get here. But I'm excited. Take it easy.
Oh, I love that.
Bob Myers, everybody.
I love that, man.
Former president of basketball
operations.
With the guest moment of the year.
Wow.
And Bob, this is what the trophy looks like. Not quite the Larry O'Brien.
Still look really good next to those four Larrys.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's golden, but it'll do. You're a star, Bob.
One thing I got to say, Bob's the best. We all agree Bob's the best.
Bob's great, right?
Whether you think he's the greatest GM or not, as a person, he's one of the best. And he does listen to the show. Bonte said to me, hey, you know, when you're in sports radio, they will actually listen.
Yeah.
Bob listens all the time.
Did you guys find out what Jerry Mocker last year?
I think that's because of me.
No, it wasn't. Trust me, it wasn't Shasky. I know you wanted to be. You wanted to be.
Why?
No. Bob Myers is great, though. And for him to send that message to accept the Doobie Award.
That was incredible.
Look at the Doobie. He doesn't know what a Doobie is. I think he knows what a Doobie is.
He knows what a Doobie is.
But he lived in Danville. I mean, you know, that's
what you're talking
area,
about.
You know what I'm saying? Danville, you know, do they smoke a lot of weed in Danville?
Everyone smokes weed now.
Do they have a cannabis club in Danville?
I'm sure they do.
All right. Anyway, Bob Myers, guest moment of the year. We're going to roll through another one.
He lives in Blackhawk. I'm sure they smoke weed out there. Like, I'm 100% certain.
All right. Where do you want to go here? We got the call of the year. Let's say call of the year for the 9 o'clock
hour. Save that.
We're going to save.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You know what? kind of want to go freestyle of the year.
Let's hear freestyle.
Let's go freestyle of the
freestyle.
Year.
Freestyle. There is a musical nature to this
there
show.
Is.
I love rap. I love a lot of different music. Bonte only knows rap.
Yeah, basically.
And so I like when people call in. Because let's call it what it is. You look around the country, there's a lot of white radio hosts over and over and over again. So our audience is so unique to every other radio station in the country. Yeah. And I love when people drop these freestyles. Like,
oh,
I live for them.
Oh, I live for
I
them,
live
too.
For them.
We have one live in the flesh. We have
we
one
did.
For Jacob and Casper Valley. So, Padone, let's go ahead and hit the category, the freestyle of the year
freestyle
on the Morning
of the
Roast.
Year. Let's do this.
Freestylers, poets, and roasters, where you at? It's Filmo Mike, and I'm coming with the freestyler poem of the year. Verducci in the El Dorado Hills.
Two Bay boys living out what they love. Morning roast on 95.7, that's the Bay above. Man, the pandemic hit me hard, and everything crashed. Business gone, lost hope in a flash. Battling the Delta, couldn't catch my breath. Black mold creeping, I was close to death.
Tony in Oakland.
Your voice, it washes over me, spreading waves of a perfect reality. And in what seems to be only a change of my mind, as one continuous procession of light before my unguarded, wondering eyes.
Jacob in Castro Valley.
Running to the left when you hit a brick wall, that's Big Boy Trent answer the call. He'll knock you on your back, you think you got a sack, but McCaffrey got wheels, he has the running track.
Duke in the city.
We the city by the bay with Jay and Shasty. The stove kind of cold. I keep my brass beside me. Spaghetti and love me. The Giants in the field, the better have his glove me. The morning roast with your special guest, Brian Baldinger, the big rag goof.
And the Doobie Award goes to Jacob in Castro Valley. 49ers.
It's an upset. It's an upset. It's an upset. The back-to-back champion, Duke, has been dethroned.
I don't know.
No three-peat for Duke. Jacob in Castro Valley comes in strong in the last 4 months and drops it. He was the freestyle of the year on the Morning Roast.
Get in there.
Speech.
I'd like to thank the English language. And Bay Area rap. There ain't no better rap in the world but Bay Area rap.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want to thank Bonte and Chasky for waking up early every morning. I know how hard that is, especially when you got a family. But
it's
you
hard.
Here every day. You ain't late. Always on time.
Well, one of us is.
Hey. As long as I'm there with the intros playing, we're all good. Some people need prep. Some people need a script, like Steiny. Some can just go on and do their own business. So there it is. So we got the freestyle of the year.
Jacob, congratulations.
Castro Valley.
Wow.
And the
That's
freestyle,
incredible.
Really, think about the tone that Duke has set. Duke has set the bar so high that Duke was the only one doing it. We had Uncle Gene and LT Jam with the pots and pans.
Oh, that's right.
You had Don and Concord who didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah.
You had Jacob and Castro Valley. Verducci's cover freestyles.
Yeah.
It's become a thing on
the
show.
You know, some people do like the mock sports song. We just have original content.
No,
I love it.
That's
the best part is it's a cappella. I mean, it's old school. I love it. It's like an old Nicotina album.
Yeah, no, there's some people who freestyled the other day and they lost their train of thought.
I don't remember.
Was it Nick and Berkeley? Was that Nick and Berkeley came with a freestyle the other day?
Yeah,
that was Nick and Berkeley. He kind of lost his train of thought. And I know why now. You know, smoking up a chimney here,
oh,
but, you know,
this is
with the freestyle of the year. So we got more awards. We got the call of the year coming up. We have the mispronunciation of the year.
I'm a little worried about that one.
Yeah, me too.
I mispronunciate a lot of words.
Remember that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year? Aldi Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Yes. It's the part of me affirming it. Like, yes.
Well, isn't there another mispronunciation we got to replay from last year, Spadoni?
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo. Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got Ute Juice. Mm-hmm. You got CMC.
It's hard to say use, Jack.
No, it is hard. So we got the guest moment coming up on the other side. We have the roaster of the year. We're going to save that for last.
Absolutely.
We have the roast moment. So we still have some awards to get out. We got 5 awards left. And I see some people in the building who are nominees.
Yeah.
No, Robin Sambrudo is a nominee.
Absolutely.
Tony in Oakland's up for all type of awards.
I mean, Tony, it's a loaded category for you.
It is.
You've got a lot of selections to choose from.
You're in a lot of zones, Tony, if you know what I mean.
In a lot of zones.
All right? Brian and Palo Alto, who is probably you the building somewhere?
Is BPA here?
No, I think BPA's here.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, he's somewhere around here lurking.
Are we in or out? I love BPA. Yes? Yes on BPA?
Or no on BPA?
Oh.
Boom.
Don't be hard on my guy.
See, you guys don't know how to read
I'm
the room.
I'm not scared.
He's not scared.
These guys wanted to make BPA the Roaster of the Year last season. I was like, how?
If he doesn't win it this year, I'm throwing up this table.
Oh, he might.
I'm not optimistic.
I'm not optimistic about it either.
It was a real battle for Roaster of the Year. BPA made it real tough.
So the nominees for Roaster of the Year, BPA, TC in Sacramento.
TC in Sac, okay.
All right, is anybody in? You guys in on TC in Sac, my bro? What up, bro? My bro.
What's up, bro?
High-level loser?
He's ridiculous.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
I love him, but he's ridiculous.
Adam in San Francisco.
Love Adam in San Francisco.
But you know what? Adam in San Francisco has tailed off a little bit.
He has.
And he tweets us a lot. He doesn't call.
He flirts with other shows.
He calls Willard and Dibs all the time.
I don't like that either.
You got to call our show.
I know.
We're selfish here.
We are.
Nick and Berkeley up for Roaster of the Year.
Nick and Berkeley.
Strong.
Let's go.
Nick in San Jose is up for Roaster of the Year. And we have Verducci in El Dorado Hills as well up for Roaster of the Year as well.
If I were to say to you, what was the best sports moment for this year for you?
Oh.
For just sports moment in general, what would it be?
I think... Gosh, that's a tough one. It's got to be the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It's got to be the morning after the NFC Championship game, beating the Detroit Lions and going to the Super Bowl where we all thought we were going to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, or maybe we didn't think and we kind of faked it for you guys. But that was the moment. Coming back in that game down 24-7 at Levi's Stadium, you had the Ladybug catch with Brandon Ayuk.
I think it's that play. I think it's the Brandon Ayuk play. If I said the Brandon Ayuk play is the play of the year, yes or no? No?
No.
No?
The
catch. What?
What was that?
No, what's top of the ladybug?
Last A's game is a good one.
Last A's game is a good one.
Wow, that's a really good
that
one.
That was a very emotional
That's a good one.
Was it Farhan's last homestand?
No.
That was a good point.
No.
I celebrated it.
No.
Say hallelujah.
No. No.
No?
Did anything the Warriors do? Like anything? Steph breaking the record?
Oh, you know what? Klay Thompson coming back to the Bay. Yeah. Klay Day. How special
Actually,
was that?
What about
Steph winning the gold in Paris?
No, Steph
that was good, too. That was good, too.
Gold was pretty
that was
incredible.
Good, too. How quick we
what a great sports year
we had. We were forget. So we got more awards coming up. It's coming up here. We got about 3 minutes till break, and we're going to come out with some other awards.
Philbo Mike, I think, walked in the building. Where's Philbo Mike?
He went straight to the food?
Of course he did.
Well, you know, he's got baseball bats in his ear as well.
Where's he at?
Where's Philbo Mike at? Where's Philbo Mike at?
Look at this guy.
Get over here, Philbo. Everybody give it up for Philbo Mike. He's on the phone. He's doing business. Look at Lawman over here. Probably he's doing some work.
I mean, Lawman
he's not finally conducting.
He almost pulled all of the electricity out.
I know.
Dude,
this guy's a riot
right
now.
He's out of his mind.
He's a riot right now. He's got the tuxedo.
Have a cocktail and relax, dude. I mean, seriously.
Philbo! Philbo Mike, everybody. Philbo Mike on the red carpet, baby. What's up, Philbo? Philbo Mike in the building. He always has the part from the 90s. I love it in the head. Looking fresh and dapper. And he said, I'm on the way. Save some prime rib. So is there any prime rib left?
It's some prime rib left, man.
Oh.
It's some prime rib left. It's kind of red, but you know, it's all
hey.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm going to get the ones on the bottom. I know they browner.
So, Philbo. Philbo, you've been basically our moderator for the awards. You did a hell of a job with that.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Not corporate
what,
Mike on
what's
that.
What's it like working with Sam Lubman?
It's great. He got
moving like
He hella cool. He made me feel comfortable.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, we knocked it out quick. He was like, man, I've been here all day. I'm trying to get home. So I'm like, all right, for sure. Let's get a body.
I wish we could say the same about making us feel comfortable.
I walk in, he's slamming a bowl of oatmeal and sausage.
Both these guys, they're right in the morning. Which is why I come on time. You know what I mean?
I'm hella chill. What's he talking about?
Tom Coughlin will be mad at me. Let me just say that.
Man.
Philbo, what's up, man? What do you think about the Doobies here? Laughing Monk. Really? You've been a long time listening to here 95.7
Be the third host.
Warriors, give us your Warriors, because you always got takes on everything.
This
Warriors
is a beautiful spot, for real. This is very nice, and the Warriors, we got to get it together. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened, but they look lethargic. They look this slow. his knees ain't looking right.
It is what it is. I'm not hating on it. It's just he doesn't. He's
we're
still
going to get it together, though. I think we're going to get it together.
All right. What about the Niners? Brock Purdy. Everybody worried about the contract.
It's the last year.
Everybody's pocket watching.
Man, he ain't worth 60.
Oh,
he's not worth 60 million.
I never said he was worth 60.
He's not worth 60 million. I would probably, I want him to get like 45 million. 45 million would be cool.
Yeah.
Rob from San Bruno said, stop hating on Debo. For real, stop hating on Debo. For real, for real. He's having an off season. He's having a horrible season.
It's okay.
But, we could say Rice had a horrible season, but he never had a horrible season.
He got pneumonia. He got pneumonia this year. People want to forget. Pneumonia. It's true. He did. Have you ever had pneumonia? Hey. It's horrible.
Hey.
I've never had pneumonia, but I'm assuming.
Excuses. He doesn't have a trend. He doesn't. He got. He started wide receivers with pneumonia. How's that on Brock Purdy?
What's your favorite of all of these that you did? Which one are you waiting for the most? The awards?
Oh, the did you already do the one with Barron? Or the one with
Bob Myers?
Gore?
Frank Gore? Oh, yeah. The guest moment of the year. Bob Myers.
The roaster of the year, of course.
Yeah. Did you hear Bob Myers' message? Did you hear his message, Bob Myers?
No, I didn't hear his message.
Oh. We'll play it on the other side. We'll play it coming back in. That's Bob Myers' thank you message. Film on Mike, everybody. Give it up for Film on Mike. Great job. More coming up here. More awards to give out to Doobies who are just getting started, folks. More coming up brought to you by Life Source Water Systems. Live from Laughing Mug Brewing in Sunnyvale. Stop on by. Free food, everybody. Come on by Laughing Mug.